The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Todd Colvin's out in Chicago. He's on the Ring Central phone line. Senior Vice President R.J. O'Brien and Associates. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You know, Janet Yellen says the recovery in the labor market is far from complete. That's no surprise, of course, because many would agree that it isn't. Bond market reaction.
Well, initially, the bond market, maybe it was pricing in maybe some slightly more dovish comments out of the statement. So we're seeing bond yields creep higher ever so slightly. I think what the bond market really wants to know as far as the tapering, how will it continue, whether it be in measured steps or whether maybe we start to get some more aggressive tapering at the latter half of 2014. Likewise, how is the forward guidance going to change under the new Fed chairman? So I think right now under Ben Bernanke, it was more about jobs and inflation and market volatility. I don't see that changing in the short run, but maybe as we get further along into her chairmanship, that maybe that might change and be a little more aggressive.
Are we moving into a new range here at all, Todd, or would you say this is the same range that we've been in?
Well, if you look at 10-year yields over the last 7 months, they've really ranged somewhere between 2.5% and 3%. We're about 2.5 basis points off the midpoint of that range. So I think right now the market's taking a very much a wait-and-see approach here. 10-year yields, which are not going to spike higher or lower until we get maybe through the next few jobs numbers, and maybe if we see any problems in the emerging market sector, which has really been the driver of yields here in the States over the last month or so, aside from the fact that we have a new Fed chairwoman. But I think that right now we're going to see a range-bound trade, and it's going to take some sort of positive news out of the economy to see yields go higher. A lower move in yields is really not a good thing at this point.
Okay, so we're stuck in that 2.5 to 3% for now?
Yeah, I think That's where we're going to see it for a while.
All right, Todd Colvin, thank you so very much. We'll let you get back to that trading desk.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.